one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special edition of Soccer's Kick in the Grass. I am Joe Sirianni. Thank you very much for tuning us in on your radio, internet, and on your phone. My partner, Andrew Battisti, is away in the UK on vacation. I have with me tonight a friend, a brother in soccer, and a very successful soccer coach at MCC. It is my honor to welcome to our show tonight, Nelson Cupello.
Joe, it's a pleasure to be here, especially on this momentous occasion of celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Rochester Lancers and also the 40th anniversary of a great year that we had in 1977.
It's certainly a momentous event because we are, you know, you and I have lived together for all this event and all the soccer that we have played and we have coached and you have coached and all the good and the bad that we have lived. So it's a pleasure to have you over here tonight. And certainly, we're going to reminisce a little bit, you know, about everything that we lived. We're going to talk to some of the people that really make
the Lancers
what it was. And I can tell you, as the after tonight's show, I think that the people that are going to listen to the our guest tonight and to what we're going to say, they will never be a similar situation in Rochester where Aquinas Stadium was Operation Squeeze.
Yeah, Operation Squeeze, definitely, Joe. And I think, you know, from the very beginning when the team started back in the 67 or 66 era, I followed the Lancers. And it used to be at the Aquinas Stadium, and then eventually became the Hollander Stadium. And, you know, I was very, very proud and pleased to have been part of that program. I'm looking forward to reminiscing and talking to some of my old teammates tonight.
That's very good. So let's just begin that, you know, we are on a key moment of this show because I'm so excited because we're going to relive the past tonight. So we're going to begin with telling everybody that we are on WYSL 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerskickonthegrass.com. So we want to take our first commercial right away, and we're going to be back soon with interviews.
Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, LA, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Act. Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jolly Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge custom designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos finish up the month of August at Capelli Sports Stadium this Saturday at 6.05 p.m. against St. Louis FC, featuring former Rhinos Tony Walls, Christian Valesky, and Adam Grinwis. It's the annual Bark at the Park match, with special $15 Bark Zone tickets that admit you and your dog to Capelli Sports Stadium. If you order online at rhinosoccer.com, use the promo code BARK to purchase Bark Zone tickets. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Meals on Wheels pet food program. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today!
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Our next segment is brought to you by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue. And on the web, davidolivo.dmt.com. The number to call is 328-3382. And he's my dentist, and he's also Andrew dentist, the man with the dentist with a gentle hand. So now we'd like to welcome to the show tonight the father of soccer, the man with a vision, the original host of this show, one of the key men that saved the North American Soccer League, along with Pat DiNolfo, the one and only Lonesome Charlie Shanu. Welcome to the show, Charlie.
Well, good to hear you, Joe. Nice to be on the show again. And good to be celebrating this this anniversary.
Well, it certainly brings back a lot of memory, Charlie.
Speak up a little bit for me.
Brings back a lot of memories, but we want you to tell the whole story because you have a great memory of the game and all the things that you did in soccer.
Well, you know, Joe, if you were talking about 77, it's really a memorable year. That's when Lancer Mania was created. People were going crazy, and I guess the one of the most memorable playoff games where we played the Cosmos in August of 77, and we had Jack Brandt in goal, and we had a very good team, and Popovich, of course, was coach, and the Cosmos came in with a hot night. I remember that, and we had about 16,000 people or more. It was a good crowd, almost a sellout, and it was just a fantastic game. Ended up 0-0. 0-0 at the end of the match, and we went into, are we still there?
Yeah, we're still
there. Yeah, and we ended up at 0-0, and then we went into the shootout. Now, you know, Joe, and I want to take credit for this, that I named the shootout.
I know that.
The league meeting. The
commissioner
thought it was too violent. And might, I said, come on, Commissioner, lighten up with yourself. This is a fun thing, a shootout with what it was called, and now that everybody's calling it the shootout. But we had a real debate out of that at the North American Soccer League executive meeting. So we got it out, and Brandt was just exceptional in goal that night and in the shootout. You know, he was such a crazy, wonderful goalkeeper. He came out yelling and screaming and waving his arms, kicking his legs. And the Cosmos didn't know. Pelé didn't know what to do. Our good friend, the striker, he didn't know what to do. They didn't score one goal.
Yeah.
And on our fifth goal, it was the Iceman, Foslick, who scored the goal. We won it 1-0.
Right.
Now, one of the things that I'll never forget about that game before we get to the playoffs is that people came out and sat on the field after the game. It was a hot night, and I walked among them, and they said to me, to a man, to a woman, to a child, Charlie, we just want to sit here and savor the moment. We beat the Cosmos with these world-famous players in our home field, and we're so very proud. Do you mind if we sit around for half an hour? I still spent the night as far as I'm concerned. Because it was such a I'll remember those people saying to me, we're going to sit here. No, I'll sit with you. So it was just great sitting and chatting with all the people. And it was a very proud moment beating the Cosmos with all their superstars and our regional guys like Nelson and the other guys who played. And I was really so proud of the Lancers that night and so proud of what all of us in the Lancer organization accomplished, Joe, because it was a hard fight. You know, we had to go through the American Soccer League where we didn't know if teams were going to show up, and I had to be a monster dictator and all that nonsense. And we finally got the league straightened out, but then we had the opportunity to join the North American Soccer League when Lamar Hunt came to Rochester and met with me, and that's how things started. But you should really ask me questions, or I'll just roam all over the place, you guys. So
No, that's fine, but there is one factor that I remember at the end of the game, that my partner over here, Nelson, as soon as the whistle blew, he ran to Pelé, and he stole his shirt.
Well, I didn't steal his shirt, Joe. He turned around and handed it to me. And as I turned around, I saw Franco Doy, Ibrahim Silva, and a couple other guys chasing me for the shirt. But I just happened to be a little quicker at that time.
No. You made sure you were close to him at the end of the game.
I kept watching him from our bench, and I kept watching Fazer. So I watched the two of them, and then the minute Fazer let the shot go, I heard a crowd roaring. So I said, okay, he scored a goal, and I took off. And I thought they were actually cheering for me running across the field trying to get the shirt.
But listen, how did you ever beat Charlie Mitchell?
Well, actually, Charlie wasn't on the team that year.
Oh, well, that's how you beat him then.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, I tell you one thing. From my perspective, I have lived every moment, you know, of the Lancer history from the beginning to the end. And I cannot tell you how proud I am that we were part of an era, and I was able to be part of it, that you and Pat and other people have created for Rochester. Nothing and anything will equal that time.
Not at all. You know, we had the best of the best then.
On behalf of all the soccer fans in Rochester and on behalf of everybody that loves soccer, we thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Joe. But it was a great thrill for me to be there. It was a lot of hardship, a lot of sacrifice on our part, but I mean it. It got into your blood, you know. You got into the game. You got into the Lancers, and of course, I named the Lancers too. And it was just been a part of my life and a part of our family's life. And as Chip often says, you know, Chip's now a Supreme Court judge. He said we did everything in a family way: politics, sports, everything. And the kids were involved, and Egg was involved. And it was really a family affair, and we tried to keep it a family affair even with the players. You know, if we could help them, we could, to whatever limited degree we had to. And we wanted to make them feel comfortable. And you know, there's so many great stories. I mean, I don't want to talk about the Atlanta incident where they tried to arrest
we're not going to talk about that.
our players from Africa, you know, from Ghana and all that crap. And,
yeah.
But so that was it. But I'll tell you, Joe, I will never forget the game in Toronto, playoff game in Toronto, because those players that were on the field, and they were fantastic because we played 71 minutes with nine players against 11. And I'll tell you, if I could have got my hands on the referee's neck. And at the 20-minute mark, when he ejected another second player, you know, ejected one at the 10-minute mark and one at the 21-minute mark,
yeah.
And that was unbelievable. But I can still picture that ball being thrown in from the right-hand side, the right fullback throwing it in, the guy from Webster, and our Portuguese winger running down the field, and Stojanovic being smart enough to go wide to the left. And they had two defenders marking Stojanovic for down 9-11. And he went in and chipped that ball just inside the 18. We scored that one goal. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, we're lucky to get out of there. We're lucky enough to have food with our lives after the game. Like, so all their fans came running out into the field, and we just, any way we could, we sprinted to the locker room.
Well, Charlie, thank you very much. And certainly, we listen to the show.
Well, good talking to you, Nelson, and you, Joe, and keep up the good work. And I'm just so proud of what you're keeping up the memories going, because a lot of people say the Lancers, and they don't realize that it was 15 years of professional soccer in Rochester, the highest level in the world.
Yeah.
And we did it. We were part of it. And I'm proud of everybody that was a part of it, including Nelson and Joe and Stoli, who's now gone, and all the other great people. Pat's an awful, you know.
Yeah.
And listen to the show, because we have a lot of people that you may remember. So thank you very much, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
And have a good night, and so glad that you took part in this show.
Thanks, Charlie.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Well, next, I believe that we're going to have the man that really...
The voice of the Lancers.
The voice of the Lancers, the guy that really broadcast the games along with Charlie Shano. And he and Charlie have a memory. In those days, we didn't have no computers, but they had the computer. So much. Thank you very much for being part of the show. Welcome.
That's it.
I can barely hear you, Joe. That's better.
Okay.
I got Nelson over here with me. So what we're doing tonight, we try to remember the good things and the bad things of the game that we played against the Cosmo. What is that you remember the most?
Well, you mean the game where we drew 20,000 people, right?
Yes.
The Sunday game, the first game of the playoffs, unfortunately lost 2-1.
Yeah,
it was quite a scene to be there. It was thrilling. Given what Charlie just said, though, my favorite game was the game in Toronto, which was about 5 days before that game, on the 16th, the day that Elvis died.
Yeah. That was a memorable year. The playoff run that we made was unbelievable, and that was the most exciting part of my 5 years. I was, with the team, and that run was amazing.
When you and I actually we did a lot of road games together, and we've been part of. Sometimes we share a room, and you helped me, and I helped you. But right now, I believe that what we're trying to tell our listeners tonight is some of the things that really impressed you. When we had, when you called the game at Aquinas Stadium, and when you called the game in New York, what do you remember mostly?
I remember more of the game in Rochester, the 2-1 game, better than the game in New York, although there were a lot of screaming fans. If I remember correctly, it was raining that night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pouring down. It was like a sheet.
We never played well on wet AstroTurf at all. Got to go try to find a place where it's quiet. I'm at the Batavia baseball game.
Oh.
Just getting ready to go to the game. I got a friend doing the opening announcements for me.
Okay.
Where was I? I've been more quiet.
Giant Stadium game.
The what?
The game at Giant Stadium.
The game at Giant Stadium. Yeah, I remember we had dinner the night before. The Bills were in town. They were going to play the Jets a couple of days later. I remember seeing the Bills PR guy while we were eating dinner. Had a chance to say hello to him. And it was just strange that both of us were down there at the same time. We didn't have too much of a chance in New York. They kind of buried us. We never did play well on wet AstroTurf. Just like the game in Hawaii. It kind of reminded me about the same game as Hawaii, where we lost 4-1 on wet AstroTurf earlier that year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when I know that you pressed, you know, to go back to your job over there. So thank you very much. And thank you so much for being on our show. And thank you for being our friend in soccer for all those years.
Well, thanks, Joe. Good luck to you. And hello to Charlie for me.
Definitely. Thank you.
Bye, Nelson. Bye-bye,
Dwayne. Okay. We have the voice of the Lancer, Wayne Fuller, certainly somebody that has lived a long time. Yeah. And he didn't even know anything about soccer, and he learned quickly.
He did. And I was, you know, I used to listen to him before I became a Lancer and listen to the games on the radio. And it was amazing how he picked up the game so quickly and made you feel, you know, he painted the picture for you on the radio so you knew exactly what was going on. You know, Wayne had the voice, and as I said before, the voice of the Lancers, and you know, and I had the pleasure this summer of working with Joe Giuliano, and Joe is a lot like Wayne. He really does a very, very good job of painting that picture, and I think that you know, those guys are very critical. But I don't see too much of that in today's broadcast on TV or the radio of how these guys do that.
Okay, well, you know, just you know, as we continue with this memory lane, we have with us the captain of the team, the captain of the Lancer, the guy that everybody loved.
Yeah.
He was quiet. He was, you know, he was really a sport. But he went, when he got you, he got you. So I'd like to welcome to this program Jim Pallien, a good friend. And Jim, thank you so much for making time for us out of your busy schedule. I have with me your buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe. Yeah.
Well, it's just a pleasure to have you. And what we're doing right now, we're just going down memory lane. So you and Nelson, you share a lot of things together. So what is that Nelson did bad that you just came mad at him?
Polly, be careful what you say around the radio here.
I had trouble hearing you on that.
Hey Polly, it's yeah. Nelson.
Hey, Nelson, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. I'm glad to hear that you were able to get on the radio and talk about some old times here. And, you know, we get to hear some of the stories of not only the 1977 year, but, you know, any of the other years that you spent here. You definitely were a real positive influence on the Rochester soccer community. So,
so Jim, tell us a little bit about your remembrance of that game versus the Cosmo. And, you know, the good and the bad and also the ugly. You know, Quinalla, you know, you had a Mark Quinalla, and certainly he was a handful. So tell us about.
Well, I don't think anybody could stop him anywhere in the league. The guy is just a great goal scorer. But the good and the bad from that game, obviously the good was the fan support that we had. I think the way that we played that game. The only bad was the end result, 2-1 loss. Had we been able to get a home there at home, I think we would have obviously boosted us going into Giant Stadium in front of the 77,000 fans that were there. I thought we played a very good game. We're a bit unlucky at times, but definitely played well enough to have won that game. And unfortunately, we came out of on the losing end, but it was a fantastic night for Rochester soccer. You know, the Cosmos coming to town in a conference playoff game with the big stars that they had, the crowd coming out and supporting the team like they did. You know, filling the stadium to capacity, standing room only, and you know, I think the team performed. Toward the end of the season, on a very high note, you know, we won three playoff games before that in St. Louis, and then at home against Toronto, and then away to Toronto. So we were playing very well at the time. Unfortunately, we came up against the Cosmos, and then they were playing well, and as we all know, they were the champions that year.
Well, one of your personal remembrance is something that affects you, you know, and lives forever with you. Can you disclose that?
Nothing in particular, but just, you know, the excitement of the NASL in the 70s, all the way through the 70s, from the time, you know, when the Lancers won the NASL, all the way up through Kauai coming in, and then the Cosmos starting the bringing in all the you know, world-class players, which really inspired the other NASL teams to improve their game. And the competition was fierce for a long period of time in the 70s.
Yeah, you know, I often talk to people about the NASL days and the MLS. How do, you know, people ask me, how do I compare them? And it's somewhat of a tough comparison, but I think that back then we had the best of the best playing here. You know, you look at the Cosmos from number 1 to 20. They were loaded, all of these former internationals. And then, you know, you go on down to Tampa with Rodney Marsh and, you know, the, George Best and Johan Cruyff played here. I mean, those are the best soccer players in the world. And, you know, we held our own. We never stepped out on the field. And, you know, MLS, I'm glad it's going. It's getting better and better every year. And I think eventually, hopefully, it'll get there. But, you know, I don't think anything would ever come close to the days of the NASL from, like, mid-70s to, when, you know, 80 when the Lancers folded. And I think after that, just slowly started going down the other way. But that was some great, great soccer. I think fans really appreciated that.
Yeah, I think some people that weren't around in those days, and they look back and they think that those players that came over that you just mentioned were coming over a year after their prime, but these guys were coming over in, you know, very early 30s when players are at their best.
Right.
And you know, they came here. Christ came over here and did excellent for the game in the States, and he left here go back over to Europe and play, you know, in the highest divisions again.
Right.
So
right.
It wasn't like they were coming here for a vacation. They were coming here, you know, to help develop our game, and they knew that they were going to get good competition.
Yeah.
And, you know, being one of the smaller markets in Rochester, we were able to hold our own every season. You know, we always finished right around 500, and in that league, that's a very good record because there's a lot of parity with the teams throughout the 70s.
Yeah.
Very good, Jim. We got to continue this.
Yeah, we got a couple of your friends on the phone.
Lane, so thank you so much, Jim, and appreciate it.
Have fun with it tonight. It's always good talking Rochester Lancer soccer. We all have very great memories of the city, of the fans, and of the organization. So, you know, keep me in mind whenever you have old-time Rochester Lancer stories to tell.
I certainly will, but you know, we got one coming up. But I'll let you know as time comes by. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, and have a good night.
Take care, Polly.
See you both. Okay.
All right.
Jim Polyhan, of course, you know, Nelson, he was your partner. And,
yeah.
You know, and now We're gonna switch a little bit, and we're gonna go to the guy that made you guys look good, okay? Because he was really the key of the game, and
yes, he was.
Like Charlie said, he was a little bit crazy.
Yeah, well, and, all goalkeepers are. they
used to say goalkeeper and left wings. To play those positions, you gotta be crazy. But Jack Brent, it's certainly. I think that he was a guy with guts.
Yes.
So, and we'd like to welcome right now Jack Brent to this program. Jack, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Hey, guys. Hey. Nice to hear you.
Good to hear you.
And I do confirm, to be a decent goalkeeper, you got to be a bit crazy.
Yes, sir.
And I even say that in my 60s.
Well, let me tell you, Jack, I think that we talked about the defenders right now. We talked to Nelson Coppello and Jim Polyhan, and we're going to talk to Don Draghi shortly. Certainly, you know, the goalie, they have a double role on the field. One is to make saves, of course, and the other one to coach the defense.
Right.
So tell us a little bit, you know, on your experience, not only with the game, you know, that certainly made you a star. And you made Rochester a star because you stopped the best players in the world. So,
well, you know what? As a goalkeeper, you got to be lucky, right? You got to be on a team also where you get a little bit busy. And we had a good, solid team. You know, we had good forwards, we had a good, decent midfield, and we had a good defense. And, you know, guys like Jim, they stood up. They were big, and they came through that game. It wasn't easy. It was a 0-0 game, and, you know, eventually we went to that famous shootout in the NASL. And as a goalkeeper, you're lucky because, you know, when it comes to penalty shots, regular penalty shots or shootouts, you really have nothing to lose. You know, if it goes in, everybody says, wow, okay, it went in, but if you save it, then you're the hero. So I do remember one thing about that shootout, because I said, if I start looking at the players that come down at you, and I remembered sort of the words of a good coach of mine in Germany when I was a youth player over there, I just concentrated on the ball. And I vaguely looked at the body movements, but I would never, ever look in the eyes of the players that were coming down, and I just concentrated on the ball. And I think, you know, that's basics, but that's important. You know, and it was good players that were coming down. I still remember when I was a 14, 15-year-old kid in Germany, and I would go into the stadiums, and I would be cheering for Franz Beckenbauer. As a matter of fact, I got my first break to the national youth team when I was 14, and it was a return match after the 1966 World Cup final, when that disputable goal happened and Germany lost 4-2. In England, and then there was the first return friendly match in Hanover in 1967. And that's when I made it to one of the first select teams, and it was at that point that I got to play. And because it was the return match between Germany and England, I got to play the second half. I was sort of a fill-in, a goalkeeper, was asked for the first time. Anyways, I was lucky again, lots of shots, and I made some nice saves, and the stadium was full 1 hour before the kickoff of the real game, Germany against England. And for me to be able to play against France in that shootout was a special moment. But I vividly remember, still today, I said, I'm just going to look at the ball. These guys are just soccer players, and I'm not going to care who it is. It was France, it was Pelé, I think it was Carlos, and it was definitely Giorgio Canalia. And I think that's key in those situations. You rely on what you know, and then you give it your best shot. You look at your technique, you look at your angles, you look at your timing. And it worked for us, and I think we won it 1-0, right?
Yeah.
Was it Pavlic who scored the winning goal for us?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Jack, I need to tell you that we had Charlie Shano prior, you know, and he can't say too many. He was elogizing you. You don't believe because you made his life worth living with all the saves that you made.
It is one of my most memorable games, and it was sort of the underdog, you know, against the big guys.
Yeah.
And it was the ownership, it was the fans, it was the players, it was the coaching staff. You were part of it.
Yeah.
We all stuck together, and in that moment, it all came together.
Very good, Jack. And we got short on time a little bit, and I want to thank you so much. And we'll be in touch with you for a reunion coming up.
Yeah, I tell you what, all my love to all of you guys down in Rochester.
Thank you.
It's wonderful memories, yeah. And thank you to you all.
We look forward to seeing you, Jack.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks. Right. Jeff Bye-bye. Brent, and we'll be, we are on Soccer Kick and the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. This is Joe Siriani with Nelson Capello. We'll be back after our break.
It all hang out. She's a bread house.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos finish up the month of August at Capelli Sports Stadium this Saturday at 6.05 p.m. against St. Louis FC, featuring former Rhinos Tony Walls, Christian Valesky, and Adam Grinwis. It's the annual Bark at the Park match with special $15 Bark Zone tickets that admit you and your dog to Capelli Sports Stadium. If you order online at rhinosoccer.com, use the promo code BARK to purchase Bark Zone tickets. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Meals on Wheels pet food program. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today!
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Hey, welcome back to Soccer Kick in the Grass. This is Joe Siriani with Nelson Capello. Here we are tonight. This show is totally dedicated to memory lane, to the game between the Rochester Lancers and the New York Cosmos that was played on August 21, 1977. That, you know, that we packed the stadium, Aquinas yeah. Stadium, and what a recollection that is. We've been talking to a lot of people that took part in their things, that they were responsible for it. And again, we want to thank everyone, and we want to thank our sponsors for making this show possible. Next on our list is a gentleman that He was a ball boy at one time, but his father owned the team, and now he's a Supreme Court judge. And we want to welcome to our show Vince DiNolfo, the Honorable Vince DiNolfo. Certainly, his father would be proud, and not would be proud. He is proud of all this achievement. And Vinny, I call you Vinny because I go back to the time.
That's the day.
Welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass.
You better call me Vinny, Joe. I'm always Vinny.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure for me to be on the show. It's a pleasure always for me to reminisce, especially with you guys. You guys had such a profound influence in my life, as did, you know, being around and being a part of practicing with the team and doing whatever needed to be done at the stadium, along with Joe's nephew, Mike, who was my partner in crime back in those days.
Exactly.
Yeah, Vinny, what were your thoughts about that year, 1977? That was a great year for the Lancers. Other than the 1970 year was probably done number one because they won the league, but 77, I think, was tremendous.
It sure was. And for me, I was playing in college soccer at the time, and I had a privilege of being around you guys and practicing with you guys all through the summer and training with the team. And, you know, how great is it when, you know, you're practicing with a team and a guy like Nelson Capello can take you aside and say, when you get ready to throw a tackle, it's better to go in this way or it's better to go in that way. Or Manfred Sleisler teaching me how to play in the air. And even Coach Popovich throwing me a tidbit every once in a while. For me, it was a thrill of a lifetime.
Well, certainly, Vinny, you know, when we go to memory lane, we remember all the parties that we had and how we made all the players that came from different countries, how do we make them feel at home. But one of the things that I really would like to emphasize, your memory, your personal memories of, you know, the game, the game with the Cosmo at Aquinas Stadium.
Yeah, Operation Squeeze.
One of my bit fondest memories was what happened before the game. And, you know, we knew the playoff game was going to be a huge sellout. So my father and Charlie were trying to figure out a way to pack as many people in the stadium as possible. And they went out, I don't even remember where, but they rented bleachers to put at the open end of Hollander Stadium. And I remember being there the day before the game with my father, Ray Justice, Alex Loy, Dr. Carl Girard, and I think Mike and Joe Sirianni and maybe some others, and we were physically setting up bleachers from ground zero so that we could put another 1,000 people in at the end of the stadium.
I remember that.
And that was well worth it, Vinny. Unbelievable. That was just a great atmosphere.
Do you think, Vinny, do you think that you know, what we have experienced in the history of the Lancers, and soccer is certainly stopped for a while, then organized again. Do you think that for any reason there's going to be an event in Rochester that will resemble that we've lived?
Well, you know, I don't know if you could ever recreate exactly what occurred in the past, but I mean, surely, you know, soccer's brought us all great memories, great successes. Nelson, look at the success that Nelson's had, you know, coaching at MCC with national championships. Look at the success that my brother-in-law, Pat Erkley, has had with the Rhinos. And while I don't think you'll ever see another moment quite like the 1977 Lancers, you know, those early days at Frontier Field with the Rhinos, the championships, the experiences that people who were a part of that have gone on to achieve and successes that they've gone on to achieve, you know, it kind of seems like it all stems back origination with that team. And, you know, I think Jack Brand said it really well earlier tonight on your show. You know, everybody fought for everybody.
Yeah.
The players fought for the owners. The owners fought for the players. The coaching staff, you know, all worked hard to put it all together and to bridge, you know, management and ownership with the guys on the field. And we were like a family. It was a Lancer family. And my father was my father was insistent on it be that way. He loved the players. He loved the players, and he loved fell in love with the sport and really wanted it to become something here in the city of Rochester. And you know, it's a tribute to him for me to remember all that he did with Charlie. And, you know, Charlie talked about the family and how it was a family affair. The Schiano family and the DeNolfo family, all the boys, we are all friends. We're all close friends and spend a lot of time together professionally and socially. And that all grew out of it. It was a great thing.
Yes, it was as well. You know, just to kind of talk a little bit about how the 77 and all those years were very special to us and everyone else at that time. You brought up a good point about the Rhinos when they started, the people who went there, and they'll remember those 15, 20 years. It's all generational, I think, that, you know, to us, that era, you know, 40 years ago, is very, very special. And then 40 years from now, those people, those kids, they went to the, you know, Frontier Field and saw the Rhinos playing, and, you know, I think they'll feel the same way about, you know, that era as well. So, you know, it's just soccer in Rochester is such a great community. And, you know, I always thank, you know, your dad and Charlie for giving me the opportunity to play on the team. And, you know, I followed them as a kid myself, so it was just a great, great thing for me.
Vinny, you know, there is nothing that can be said about the commitment that the DeNolfo family and the Schiano family and other people as well that they had, you know, to promote and pay, because without paying, there would be no soccer. So, and they did a great job. But they did they reached into their pocket to promote soccer in Rochester. And on that note, I am so glad that you've been a part of this show, and on behalf of all the people that know soccer, I want to thank you, and I want to thank your fathers for all that he did. Okay.
Thank you, Joe. You're at the center of all of the good that we remember about the Rochester Lancers. And I thank you, Nelson. Always great to talk with you.
Likewise, Vinny.
Thank you very much, guys. It's been great.
Thank you so much.
Take
care. Next, we talked with Vinny DeNolfo. Next, we're going to go to the guy that is known as the assassin in the field, to my friend Francisco Escos. Francisco.
Yeah, Joe.
Thank you very much for being on the show. And
Thank you.
No, tell me this. You know, why did they call you the assassin? Because of what?
Because I was very nice guy.
No,
they only say that was Charlie Schiano. That's it.
No. Actually, the reason why, because they call you that, because when you went on the field, you took no prisoners.
Yeah, I went on the field, you know, it's the same, you know, when I play soccer, I get my three girls. I do the same thing. I try to beat them. They say, come on, Pop, please stop. All the time, I'm on the field, I want to win.
No, tell me, what you remember from the game, the Cosmo game?
Yes. How you forgot that? It's going to be for my whole life.
Yeah. There was a great game that you had marked some of the best players in the world. Am I correct?
Yes. But at the moment, I was Pelé, Beckenbauer, Chinaglia, Carlos Alberto. You're talking about the best player in the world, number ones in that time.
Well,
it was a dream come true for every player to play that kind of game.
Who's in the midfield? You're playing in the midfield. Who would you be marking from the Cosmo? Was it Dimitrijevic or Bogusevic? Was that one of the guys you have to worry about?
No, I think it was what you worry more was really Pelé, Chinaglia. Chinaglia was a kind of player maybe he don't touch the ball for 89 minutes, but touch the ball one time, boom, goal.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Gian Pedro was in the midfield with you guys.
Yeah, Gian Pedro, myself, Bakic,
and Frank.
Yeah, that was most of the midfield.
Yeah.
And Frank Odoi, too. Sometimes Frank come in the second half, but Frank was playing a lot, too.
Yeah.
Well, Francisco, I can tell you this, that of all the things that I remember about you, me, and Nelson, is that once in a while we used to go for a Sunday. So,
yeah. So we have, the only problem with Nelson, he never paid.
You made all the money, so why, you know.
All the time he cuts one packet, the other packet. Oh, my God, I forgot in the office the credit card. Okay.
Okay, Francisco, thank you very much for being on the show. And we got to move along because we got a couple other people that we got to get to. Because
Don Draghi is going to be on next, Pancho.
Thank you very much, Francisco Escos. And we're going to another defender, a guy that made himself known in Rochester.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the guy that with blonde hair, you know, big and tall. And I wish I was as tall as he was. So I'd like to welcome to our show our friend and
fellow defender, Don Draghi.
Don Draghi.
Hello, Don Joe. How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Hey, Don, it's Nelson Capello.
Hey, Nelson. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
It's good. Been good seeing you on Facebook lately.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I try to stay off of that thing because once I get on there, I can never get off. There's always a lot of good things to talk about. But I'm glad that, you know, Joe was able to get you on the phone and so we can talk a little bit, you know, although maybe brief, but... I got my buddy Craig Reynolds coming up as well. So,
you know. Oh, awesome!
Yeah,
just fun to hear Francisco hear Escos talking. I thought he might have been still warming up.
I remember that.
Yeah. We spoke to Polly a little while ago, and you know we've had some good times, good talks in this last 40 minutes or so. And you know, obviously. You know, we want to hear your thoughts about that one year in 1977 and the you know, game in particular, the Cosmos. So, we all have had our moments there. So,
God, just you go back and think about it. That was my rookie year, obviously, and just to see Hollander Stadium, you know, sold out. I mean, that's one of the pictures that I still have hanging. You know, on my wall of the Pack Stadium there at that point, just a special moment in my career and at Rochester.
Good. Yeah. I think to a lot of people that played on the team.
That was a fun team, a really good team. I mean, we really came together and just a lot of exciting times with Popovich there.
Yeah,
right. Geez, so many memories and. Don, I hate to do this, but we got to move along because we got another three guys and we got 8 minutes left. So thank you very much for taking part this show. The memories are great.
Hey, we're going to do something in October, so keep that date open some weekend.
Well, keep me informed. I'd love to see all you guys. It's been too long that I've seen any of you as far as that goes. So I really appreciate you thinking of me and being on the show and being part of it.
Good.
Thank you so much, Don.
Take care, Jags.
We've been on the air with Don Draghi, the defender of 1977 Lansing. And we go to another defender, another guy that scored some key goals in many occasions. And our friend and our comrade, Greg Reynolds. Greg, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Hi, Joe. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good.
Yeah, we just got off the phone with Don Draghi, and we've talked to Polly a little bit, and... We've got some of the guys on here, and you know, Joe just introduced you as a defender, but
he was
a forward to start with.
He played defender,
but
yeah, we'll still contest that one. It was debatable at that.
But we played in that year in San Jose, and he had the two goals. We beat San Jose 3-1,
yeah.
And he had two goals there, and you know that was. But you know, one of the things, Craig, is you know we're talking about that year. The 77 year, and what your thoughts of, especially the playoff game, and you know whether it was Toronto or the Cosmos. What do you think of when you think back to that day?
Yeah, no, that game. You know, I was just kind of reliving that 77 game in Rochester. And there's, you know, of all the games that I played, I think that one sticks out the most. You know, a win would have been nice.
Yeah.
But with all those people there and the crowd and being able to be part of the game for the last bit, and from what I remember, I think I already almost scored on Shep. But I just have a lot of good memories about that. And I'm always, I've been in coaching now for 30-plus years, and I always go back to that game when I talk to my younger players about who was playing in the league and what the league was like and how it's changed. But for me, that's a game that really sticks out. I mean, the San Jose game is sticks out for obvious reasons. Although those weren't the most exciting goals that Rivers scored in the NHL. But
Hey, Greg, we got to go, so thank you very much for being part of our show. We're going to have a reunion shortly, so stay tuned. Hey, thanks again.
Talk to you soon, Craig.
We'll be right back after the next commercial.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize this house would become your home. And since there's no place like it, it deserves protection just as special. A local Allstate agent can help you customize an Allstate house and home insurance policy and point out lots of ways to save. Like if you have a newer roof, it could help lower your rate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
The Rochester Rhinos finish up the month of August at Capelli Sports Stadium this Saturday at 6.05 p.m. against St. Louis FC, featuring former Rhinos Tony Walls, Christian Valesky, and Adam Grinwis. It's the annual Bark at the Park match, with special $15 Bark Zone tickets that admit you and your dog to Capelli Sports Stadium. If you order online at rhinosoccer.com, use the promo code BARK to purchase Bark Zone tickets. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Meals on Wheels pet food program. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today!
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Siriani and Nacho Capello coming back to you to talk a little bit about soccer. And, of course, we save the best for last. And the guy that is part of this show on a weekly basis, like to welcome the guy that knows everything about soccer. He writes about it. He's a passionate guy, Mike Lewis from New York. Hello, Mike. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Joe. Hi, Nelson.
Michael,
how are you doing?
Good. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Mike, you're the guy that wrote about this event many times. Give us your best memory and your thoughts about, you know, the game that put Rochester in the universe.
Yeah, we were on TV nationally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably what a lot of people said, just the fact that it was a packed stadium operation, what was it, squeezing or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, I'm listening to your show, and then I thought of a rather strange personal memory from the press box, because we had New York media coming out of the wazoo there, and we had people standing in the back of us, and it hit me, Pelé's wife, and I believe his son, stood behind me for most of the game, not because I was anyone special, but because they needed a place to be. I guess, you have to remember, there was a threat of rain that day, if memory serves me correctly. So I guess they wanted to be inside, but I don't know if too many writers can say that they had Pelé's wife standing close to you in a press box. Saying that, beyond that, it was a fantastic day, except for perhaps the final score. But, you know, we're talking 40 years on, and I'm just very, very happy that we're all still here to talk about it and remember such a great moment like that.
Mike, the engineer just told me that we're almost out of time, so I apologize, but we saved you for the last, but you were the best. So anyway, thank you so much.
Hey,
we'll talk next week.
It was important to get all the players on.
Yes, hey, look forward to seeing you in October, Mike.
Okay. Okay, this is, believe it or not, Nasser, we have come to the end. Certainly,
that was a fun time, Joe. Thank you.
I'm very thankful for you for being part of this show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we thank our engineer, and we thank all the people that made this show possible,
yep,
the players, the owners, and everybody. And we plan to come back next week with talking soccer and having more fun.
Absolutely.
So, for all of you people that love soccer, be sure you support the Rochester Rhino. Buy your ticket and
get out and watch
the game.
Game
next Saturday.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Buenas noches.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.